I'm Glenn Robinson with Baylor Scott & White Health, and this is Business of Healthcare. A high-deductible health plan is a health insurance plan with lower premiums but higher deductibles than a traditional health plan. It's also commonly referred to as a consumer-directed health plan. It's typically paired with a health savings account that allows patients to pay for healthcare with tax-free dollars. High-deductible plans are more like true insurance covering unforeseen high-cost events, while the consumer pays for low-cost health expenses that are more predictable and amenable to a household budget. One of the key goals of these plans is to create more discerning healthcare consumers. In 2006, about 1 in 10 private sector employees were enrolled in a high-deductible health plan. Now, about half of the employees have one. While popular, they aren't perfect. One problem is they can lead to self-rationing care, that is, not filling prescriptions, postponing tests and services, and avoiding doctor's visits. People tend to avoid care they must pay out of pocket for before reaching the high deductible, and this can lead to more serious health consequences and larger health care bills in the future. In recent studies, high deductible plans were associated with a significant reduction in preventive care. Yet most don't charge members for preventive screening, suggesting that patients that forego such care due to cost concerns may not actually understand their benefits. If you have a high deductible plan, be aware that preventive care is offered for free by nearly all of these plans. And keep in mind that self-diagnosis, to save a few dollars now, can be very costly in the long run. This report and other episodes are available at kwbu.org. Business of Healthcare is a production of KWBU and Baylor Scott & White Health.